Friday, 7:44. Hi, Dave. Feel like a weekend? Feel like partying? Feel like getting it on? Oh, rescue me.
Rescue me. Take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want your tender charm, cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you and your love too. Come on and rescue me. Come on, baby, and rescue me.
Relationships seem to be so much easier back then, where you could just go. Some girl would say, hey, would you mind coming over and rescuing me right now? What do I need to bring? I don't know. Bring a lovely bottle of wine, some lovin', and let's get it on. Those were the days. Love the one you're with, man. Hello, Terry.
Hello there, man.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much. Where's Dave? Is Dave there?
I'm here. Absolutely.
Is Dave home?
Yes, Dave's here. We've been debating this before we get into it too deep, all right? Is the difference between how, say, the critics, like Rotten Tomatoes, see a movie, yep, and how, say, the fans see a movie. And Terminator seems to be one of those movies that has this polarizing effect. The critics hate it. It just got panned. And yet, when they go and take a look at the actual audience, and almost a 70% approval rating. So,
yep,
you've been there, done that. You tell me.
Yeah, the critics don't mean crap.
I agree.
They don't mean dick. Nothing.
Aren't you a critic? You're a critic?
They're all just, you can tell the ones that are just wanking. They're just typing up. They're using words that people haven't used since college. And I'm one of them.
I was just going to say, this sounds like you.
It sounds like me. I think I say this quite often, guys. It doesn't matter what I say. You know, your gut tells you, are you going to go see maybe the best Terminator movie that's been made, which doesn't say a lot because, I mean, they're great, but they're not. They're throwaway. They're instantly disposable.
Yep.
But if it can entertain you for 2 hours, why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you go to see how much Arnold's face has changed? You know?
Well,
how do they explain how this robot's ages as it goes? What's going on? But the numbers are huge. And I saw somebody was writing a couple of days ago just saying, just go from 1 to 5. Forget 2, 3, and 4. This is the follow-up to the original movie.
Wow.
And go and see. Hey, go. This is exactly. It's stinking hot. This is perfect. Go into the theater. Cool yourself off. Have yourself a great night.
Well, I have to basically put my hand up for T2. I like T2. Terminator 2. I thought that was the best one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
But
number 3, and number 4. Wow.
No.
This is it, though. You're getting a good response. That's good news.
Well, and it's a trick of sequels. For example, Magic Mike XXL is a great sequel. They really pulled it off, and it had huge opening numbers. And they were already talking about a 3, you know? So, I mean, if you can do it, if you can be honest about it and try to keep the cheese out of it, you can do it. Look at the numbers coming in. These will be two of the biggest movies of the summer.
How do you get the cheese off the double XL?
You use a cleaner.
Yes.
Vaseline.
Careful.
Just a little Vaseline. Yeah. That's all. Yeah.
Now, again, with the critically acclaimed movies that are coming out, is on the top of the list is Amy, and this is a movie that I want to see.
Oh, Dave, guys, I'm going to tell you now.
Okay,
you'll absolutely be blown away by this film because it's a doc.
Yeah,
we think we know Amy Winehouse,
right,
and we don't really ever knew. We haven't ever known Amy Winehouse. There's two things that come out of watching this documentary. One is what an amazing person she was in the beginning, and how we, the public, and we, the media, completely just took over her life, and she was in no condition to handle it. It's like the room is closing in on her, and the room is London. And the second thing is, she was a great singer. She really could sing, and she wanted to be a jazz singer. And this is the way it turned out. So, Amy Winehouse, if you've dismissed her because she was a complete waste as a human being the last 3 years of her life, and that's all we ever read about, and we weren't surprised when she died, go and see this movie because it's really good. And the reason why the family hates the movie is because they're shown for what they were.
Yeah, I heard her dad. It was her dad was just over the top on how much he hated the movie.
He was a taxi driver, got lucky, and all of a sudden he has a daughter. And there's a point in the film, the most damning indictment, I think, where he says she doesn't need rehab. But she said, we got to get away. We got to get away from all of this. And they take her to Aruba or something like that, and he brings a film crew with him.
Wow.
Remember when she won all those Grammys and everybody protested about, especially, I don't want to go to rehab? Yeah. And people were going, how can you sing a song about that when you obviously need help and we're going to give you a Grammy for it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And the look on her face when she's looking at the screen and Tony Bennett is giving her the award, is the look of adoration on her face is unbelievable. So watch for Amy. That's next weekend, okay? By the way, this weekend, Infinitely Polar Bear. It's all about Mark Ruffalo playing this guy who is bipolar, but it's 1978. The only thing they gave you in 1978, if they knew if you had this affliction, was lithium. That's about it. And the first time we see this guy, who's a dad and a husband, is in the hospital. He's recovering from a real falling through the cracks. His wife is played by Zoe Saldana, and I would try to tell you the story. All I'm saying is, if you love the way Mark Ruffalo works, if you love stories that involve he and his two daughters, he's raising his daughters while Maggie, Zoe Saldana, is off at college trying to make life better for all of them. And the girls know every trick he's ever pulled. They lock him up. When he heads for the bar, they lock him out of the apartment. He's not coming in. You have to sleep in the hallway because you left us alone. And it's fantastic. And I loved the movie.
Mark Ruffalo, to me, has got to be one of my favorite actors. I liked when he was in The Kids Are All Right, and that movie he was in with Keira Knightley with the band when she was writing the music. I thought that he's so believable in anything that he does. Really, one of the great actors.
Also, Jake, if I can call you Jake, he is honest. Mm-hmm. He doesn't dick around. He doesn't play the game. He just gets at it. He gives you everything he possibly can about the character, and that's what comes across on the screen.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. You're right.
What else you got? Dave, what?
Well, I'm just waiting for you guys to go. I mean, I thought you guys were rolling with this thing here. Okay.
Well, we're kind of rolling. I mean, all I'm saying is that this movie, and you're going to think, you're going to have a conversation with your significant other about what do you want to see, right?
Yeah.
You follow the two young girls. There's one who's played by the daughter of the writer-director, Maya Forbes. It's her story. She actually had a father just like this, and she's going to be the breadwinner, so he's raising the girls. And the battle between the girls, who again have seen every trick he's ever pulled,
right,
and he tries to keep pulling them. The girls just hold him up for ransom. It's fantastic to watch this dance work. You've got that kind of movie. You got Magic Mike XXL. You got Terminator. You got The Overnight with Adam Scott from Parks and Rec and Jason Schwartzman. I didn't see it. I can't possibly explain the movie, but I love the actors. That's it.
What are we having for wine this weekend?
Well, let me tell you like this. First of all, Tasting Room Radio, 10 a.m. Saturday morning on 1410. 10 Similkameen wineries come into town to pour for all of us. These guys have the fruit, and they know it. And so there's 10 wineries interviewed on the show Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Wine of the week is Orofino Gamay from the Similkameen. So Gamay is our fancy version of Beaujolais. It's light, but it's full of flavor and aromas. You smell it. You smell white pepper and berries. You put it in your mouth. It's like vanilla and dark fruit. It's fantastic. It's around $23. Chill it up. Don't serve it room temperature. Chill it. Keep it cool, okay? And if you can't find that because it's a very small production, look for the Scout Vineyard Syrah at $29. Buddy, you would love these juices.
You know what I had yesterday? I just went over to Westham Island there at Bissett Farms. Went in there. Friends of mine own that place. And I never was a big fan of the fruit wine, but I did something yesterday, this black currant wine that is really dry that you drink, as you say, chill it up. It is awesome. That is really good, and I don't know if anybody's ever been to Weston Island, but that's a funky little place over there.
My dad took me there because he was a game warden, and that's where he went hunting.
Really?
I love Weston Island.
And you know what? As you go to Weston Island, did you see the sign? This island is protected by the Weston Island Gun Club.
Yeah.
That's the big sign as you go in. I'm going, okay, right. You got my attention.
I love those guys out there. They were my dad's friends. They all sat around in the shack and And when Dad died, we were headed for Weston Island, and we loaded his ashes into shotgun shells, and we fired him off into the sky.
Oh, you did not.
Yeah, we did.
That's very cool.
Yeah, we did, buddy. That's the way he wanted to go. Now, actually, that's not true. He said, if ever I die, just take this motor and the end of the boat, put it around my ankle, and drop us both over the side.
What do you mean both? You and him?
No, the motor.
Oh,
the motor,
okay. Yeah. I thought he was taking you with him. Dad, I don't want to go. I'm still living.
Hey, by the way, guys, July the 4th, we have one of the great American musicians in town playing for us here in town, Boz Skaggs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Boz Skaggs.
Big fan.
Lido Shuffle, baby.
Yep. I was going to finish with that, but then I thought, I tell you what, boys, we'll just leave you with this one. Sat, hit it, will you, pal?
Yeah, this works.
Thank you. See, Jim Morrison left us 1970 on this date. You got to keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel. You know where we're going? Where are we going, Jake?
We're going straight to hell.
We're going to the Roadhouse, baby. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody.